This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The Iowa caucuses are less than 3 weeks away, and polls suggest the Democratic presidential nomination is up for grabs. At this hour, six candidates are headed on stage in Iowa for the last debate before the primary season starts. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
There could be a political brawl on the stage tonight in Iowa, say observers. Less than 3 weeks before primary voting begins, there is no front runner. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are sparring with each other. He's denying reports that he told her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Joe Biden may well take shots from rivals who say he inaccurately described his 2002 vote to authorize military action against Iraq. Then there's billionaire Tom Steyer, who raised eyebrows last week with surprisingly strong polling. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg round out tonight's field. Rita Foley, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that President Trump's impeachment trial is likely to start next week. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the House is set to send articles of impeachment to the Senate later today.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and China's chief negotiator are scheduled to sign a modest trade agreement later today, in which the administration will ease some sanctions on China and Beijing will step up purchases of U.S. goods. Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin told reporters Tuesday at the White House the first phase of the trade agreement is a significant achievement.
This is the first time we'll have a fully binding agreement with China with structural changes, technology protection, and an additional $200 billion of purchases. So we're very focused on that implementation.
Above all, the deal will defuse a conflict that has slowed global growth, hurt American manufacturers, and weighed on China's economy. But the pact does little to force China to make the major reforms the Trump administration has been seeking. The U.S.-based Human Rights Watch group released a scathing review of the Chinese government Tuesday, calling on the international community to push back against the most brutal and pervasive oppression China has seen in decades. Kenneth Roth is Human Rights Watch's global director.
Civic groups are being shut down. Independent journalism is no more. Online conversation has been curtailed. Freedom for the people of Hong Kong is being challenged.
The report singles out 95 countries as human rights violators, but is reserving its strongest condemnation for Beijing, particularly its treatment of Uyghur Muslims in the Xinjiang region. Roth and Human Rights Watch warn that China's growing political influence and efforts to censor people abroad pose an existential threat to the international human rights system. The U.S. National Security Agency says it discovered a major flaw in Microsoft's Windows 10 operating system. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Instead of exploiting the flaw for its own intelligence needs, the NSA tipped off Microsoft. A software patch is now available. Microsoft says there isn't any evidence hackers use the technique. The flaw affects Windows 10, the newest operating system. Microsoft says an attacker could exploit the vulnerability by spoofing a code signing certificate so it looked like a file came from a trusted source. Some computers will get a free update automatically if they have the option turned on. Others can get it manually. Microsoft is crediting the NSA for discovering the flaw. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And plumes of smoke and ash continued to rise Wednesday from a small volcano near the Philippine capital as tens of thousands of people evacuated the area. The Taal volcano has been on an alert level 4 since Sunday. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.